جزاك الله حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala keep you salamat and bless you with good health. Mufti Saab, inshallah, the platform is yours this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم جزاك الله خيرا to our Junaid Muta and to brother زكريا نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Zulqa'dah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 34, Surah Sabah, verses 38, 39 and 40. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, وَالَّذِينَ يَسْعَوْنَ فِي آيَاتِنَا مُعَاجِزِينَ. And those people who are striving, they are exerting themselves, fi ayatina, regarding our verses in the noble Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, 540 ruku and sections in the noble Quran, mu'ajizin, and they want to frustrate the divine plan, they want to undermine it, and so forth and so on. So ayatina can refer to our verses, the verses which Almighty Allah reveal, or the symbols and the signs of Almighty Allah, Allah ki nishaniya. So it could be both. We say the verses of Almighty Allah, the noble Quran, and the nishaniya, the signs and the symbols. So you see the Americans, you see the Jutlas, you see them, and the Europeans and non-Muslims. They in India, the Mushrikeen and the Hindus, what they are doing. So all of them together, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. The non-Muslims are the friends and protectors of one another, the Quran Sharif states. So if they continue in that vein, and they die in that condition, and they are sane and mature, then Almighty Allah states, fi ayatina mu'ajizina ulaika fil adhabi muhdarun. They will be presented to the fire, then they'll be roasted, toasted in Jahannam, and forever in the hellfire they will be. And every time one layer of their skin melts, then it will be replaced by another layer immediately. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 56. Kullama nadijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha liyazuqul adhab. So every time the layer melts away, and then another layer will come and replace it. Immediately, so the punishment will continue eternally, eternal doom, Allah Jalla Wala protect us. The mistake people make today, Muslim and non-Muslim, they say, but look at how rich that person is. He's not even a believer. He's not even a true Muslim. He's not even practicing Islam. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Qul, say you, Ya Rasool Allah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Inna Rabbi yabasutu rizqa limen yasha'u min ibadihi wa yaqdiru lah. Verily, my Allah, my sustainer, nourisher, provider, yabsutur rizqa. He increases the provision, the sustenance, the rozi, and the whatever else he wants to give. Therefore, we tell you and inform you, you want Allah to increase your risk, your sustenance, your provision. Read yabasitu, yabasitu. Yabasitu is one of the asma'ullah al-husna, the beautiful names and attributes of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, and abundant istighfar. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِهُ وَبَنِينَ. Allah will send for you rain. Allah will bless you with good wealth and good children, pious children. As enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 71, verses 11, 12, 13. For whosoever he wishes, whether it's Muslim, whether it's non-Muslim, whether it's atheist, Qarun, all of them, Pharaoh, Namrud, all of them non-Muslim dispatched to Jahannam, multi-billionaires, multi-zillionaires, but Allah Ta'ala demolished them, decimated them, min ibadihi, from his servants, wa yaqdirula, and Allah decreases it also. So for both parties, it is a test. Allah will give you such opulence. You see the Arab ten pot dictators, majority of them haramis and murtads and traitors to Islam, that they're swimming in that wealth, but they're disgrace to themselves, disgrace to Islam and the Muslims also. And other people, Allah Ta'ala decreases it. So how much shukr, how grateful we will be, how much sabr, how patient we will be. وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala tests us with good conditions, and sometimes Allah Ta'ala tests us and puts us to trial with difficult conditions. We all have to return to Almighty Allah. For us as true Muslims, devoted, dedicated Muslims, look at this verse. Take this verse and take two ahadiths. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. And O Muslim, O Muslima, brother, sister, whatever you spend, min shay'in, 1 cent, 50 cent, $1, quarter dollar, half a dollar, 1 rupee, 5 rupee, whatever it is, min shay'in, fahuwa, hence he, Almighty Allah, yukhlifu, he will grant you a better replacement. Subhanallah. Allah is telling us, you spend on the creation of Almighty Allah and take from the unlimited treasures of Almighty Allah. But the proviso is, we must have iman, faith and conviction. We must have the true love for Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow his methodology and way of life. And there must be ikhlas and sincerity, not for name and fame. Every morning now, go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed. So the angels are announcing, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Ya Allah, the person who spends in your path, give him more and more, give him a better replacement. Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa. Ya Allah, all those who hoard on and they are kanjus and makijus and bakhil and stingy and miserly, destroy their wealth, Ya Allah. Talafa, you see. So Mishkat Sharif's hadith. Hadith Qudsi. Qala al-Nabiyyu al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Allahu jalla wa ala. The Master alayhi salatu salam says that Allah jalla wa ala states, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Oh, you son, child of Adam, then what must you do? Anfiq, spend, unfaq alayk, and it will be spent on you also. So it shows Allah will make divine arrangements. You going for Fajr Salat, take out 50 cent, 1 rand, 2 rand, give somebody, put in the lilla box in the masjid, and so forth. So we start our morning on a positive. Oh, you sister, take out 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, your maid comes, this one comes, so you give out. So every day that should be our ma'mool and our routine. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is the best of sustainers, nourishers, providers. Now this life is very short. Tomorrow we all will assemble on the day of justice, the day of judgment. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. And he, Almighty Allah, will assemble, congregate all of us, human beings, animals, jinn, angels, reptiles, insects, everything, none will be excluded. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ. Then he, Almighty Allah, will address لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ, the angels. Aha ulai iyakum kanu yabudun. What? That Hamza you see there, that Alif, Hamza istifham for interrogative, for question. Aha ula, what are these people? Iyakum, that they were worshipping you? Allah is asking the angels the question, what? Did these people continuously worship you? A rhetorical question. So what is the answer tomorrow, inshallah? Remember, Islam will never ever teach any human being or creation that they must worship anybody, anything, except Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa la, wahdahu la sharika lahu. He's one alone and unique. He has absolutely no partner and no associate. Today, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, internationally, 11th of Zulqada, 1445, South Africa, Southern Africa, most parts of the world, 12th of Zulqada, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, GG, the Gaza genocide, day number 227. President Raisi of Iran is dead. Finished. History gone. He's burned, roasted, toasted in the helicopter. There were three helicopters going, so two reached the destination. His helicopter with his foreign minister next to the Azerbaijan border with Iran. So there they found the wreckage and finished the bodies, roasted, toasted, finished. So you must remember the people in Iran, two groups. Some are saying good riddance and some are burning crackers and saying he can go to hell. And second are crying, whether it is, you understand, real tears or crocodile tears. For us, he's a Shia. Any person who's a Shia, remember, then we say La'natullahi alayh, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Any person who swears and curses, any Sahabi, let alone Sahabi's companion and student of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, swearing, cursing, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu majma'in, such people are non-Muslim. Kain and Mankan, whoever it is. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي, when you see those people swearing, cursing my companions, then فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ, Allah tell us, curse be upon you for the evil perpetrated. Israel is on the verge of collapse, on the verge of civil war. Guns, he has put out his gun, and figuratively, and is threatening BB. By 8th of June, I'm giving you a 6-point plan. Maybe learn the 6 points for the Tabligh Jamaat, I don't know. So Gantz, you must remember, gives a 6-point plan and tells him that, oh BB, if you don't implement this by the 8th of June, then I withdraw my support for the war cabinet and I'm out. 35 or more Jutla sent to Jahannam in the past weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So there's minimum, remember, Alhamdulillah, Hamas, Jihad, Islami doing a wonderful job sending more and more Jutlas and Jews and Zionists straight to hell. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And thousands of Jutlas in various parts of Israel, Tel Aviv, Beersheba, Haifa, Jerusalem, marching, protesting, BB, you must as a resign, we don't want you, you are not wanted, you got no support, and so forth. Spain and Argentina, things are getting very, very hot there. So Spain has recalled their ambassador from Argentina for consultation. That this guy from Argentina came there to Spain, not on a state visit, he came to address a crowd, and he made some derogatory remarks against the minister, against the prime minister's wife, because they say she's corrupted. And who's not corrupted in today's world? That's also another question. Niger, we salute you. Burkina Faso, we salute you. And all Mali, we salute you. So Niger says, one is Nigeria, one is Niger. Don't get confused or blow your fuses. So Niger kicking out the American troops. You get out from here. We don't want you here. So mashallah, every month, every week, they're sending them out. Congo, so they caught some American guys there who wanted to make a coup and a coup d'etat in Kinshasa. So they arrested most of them or killed them, sent them to hell. Very good. The Americans got a dirty, long, big nose. Everywhere they want to poke their ugly nose. So Jordan woke up from his slumber, whether it is just for public consumption or reality. If you so concern Jordan, why don't you just sever ties with Israel? But because you are the slaves of America and so forth, you can't do that. So Jordan demands that the war crimes probe must take place into Israel's activities in Gaza. According to the world and public opinion, they are guilty of genocide, of ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and all of them, their leaders and so forth, are war criminals. Israel on the verge of civil war or the government collapsing. Just go read the Haaretz newspaper. Go read the various Jewish media and see what's coming through on the wires. Afghanistan, a very sad story, plus minus 70 people, shuhada, their martyrs, floods and so forth. Allah ta'ala, Allah mahqin dima'ahum. Allah mahfadhum ya rabbal alameen. But if they passed away with Iman and Islam, so then they become shuhada and martyrs. MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, heard about the Iranian president, you understand, Ibrahim Raisi. Because remember that there will always be speculation that maybe Mossad had a job and a hand in it. America had a hand in that. They will just blame the bad weather and the fog. There were two other helicopters. How come they did safely? And they knew exactly where the president and his foreign minister was. So MBS today, Monday, is supposed to be there in Tokyo, in Japan, in Urdu. They don't say Japan, they say Japan. So he's supposed to be there. He got the shock of his life. He said, no, trip cancelled. He said, my father is very old and very sick. Did he get old? Only now he is 88, 90 years old. Different, you know, these Arabs also have different birth certificates. Anyway, so remember, he's very, very sick and lung infection, so they're using that as excuse, which to me is a fairy tale story. He got the shock of his life. He knows many countries, they got hitmen there. They're waiting for him to taste one nice bullet. So Russian economy grows by 5.4%. Ours, I think, is shrinking by 5.4%. But anyway, so they will tell you something else. You just see the jobless. And you know South Africa what is facing now? The worst thing happening in South Africa is disinvestment. Major, major companies are pulling out. Your Rolex pulled out this weekend. 76 years they were in South Africa, and now they announce enough is enough. We're fed up of all your people's corruption and criminality, so they also out. How many companies? So disinvestment, unemployment, other pay, and all these political parties talk a lot of nonsense. We will give you so many jobs, and all liars, remember. Remember, not one is straight to whole. The only question you must ask is, who is lying less than the other? New York police, they are supposed to be upholding democracy, freedom, and freedom of expression. Pro-Palestinian march, go see the brutality against the men and the women, go see how they handle them. Shame on you, American New York police. You should hang your heads in shame. Whole lot of you are haramis, and remember that you, Biden, Trump, all of you haramis and a shame to humanity. Taliban is not a threat to people and countries. That's coming out from Moscow. Well said, Putin. Settlers burning the vehicles of Palestinians in the West Bank. So now they're up to it again. Nobody can tell them what to do. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Israel is losing the war and lost the war in Gaza. Ex-Mossad agent said that. So today we'll send all that out, inshallah. So thousands of you will receive it. You must forward all these messages. So remember, we have the media and we have our small little contribution with WhatsApp and so. But you know, Katra Katra said, Darya Banjati hai. So every drop counts and then it becomes an ocean. So similarly, you must send it out to thousands of people, and now Israel knows that it can no more win the public confidence, so now they're employing and taking the services of multi-millionaires and multi-billionaires so that it can improve the image of Israel in the outer world and the global scene. You are war criminals, you are murderers, you are killers of babies and children, and the whole Witness World genocide knows that you're committing genocide and war crimes. Palestinians say women, men, children, no Israeli backed entity will be able to govern Gaza. We will slaughter them, we will send them straight to hell. Smotrich, the minister of Israel of finance, listen to this harami war criminal. Even the Haaretz called him a war criminal. And for that guy also, Ben-Gvir, the harami, not one day he was in the army. The Israelis want to circumcise him once more. Smotrich, the harami, yesterday's paper, Haaretz says, he says we must occupy Gaza, we must occupy South Lebanon, we must take over everything. So why you don't come in the front line and then see what happens to you? They will circumcise you and roast you and toast you again, you harami. You remember day in the UK, there were two prominent Hindus. One is, you must remember, Sunak. He's also on his way out. He's to lose the elections. That's what everybody says, according to the survey. Then there was one minister, they fired Sula. Sula. So Sula was Pula. Then she got kicked out by who? By the students. How they shut her mouth. And that lady Fiona, or what her name, you must remember, told her, you're a war criminal. You are a liar. And she put her proper in her place, you must remember. The Sula and Sunak SNS, you better go to Rwanda or go back to India. Modi needs you there. Let's give you two stories of South Africa. Very interesting. You know, next week Monday is voting. Do you know that in South Africa? This week Monday, which is 1 week, right? Then next week Monday, Tuesday, for people like me, 60 years old and above, you'll understand. So you can register. You could have registered, nice, too late, for special votes. So voting will already start next week Monday, a week today, for people who are old toppers and toppies like me and you old people, you know, and the infirm and sickly, and if you made prior arrangements, I did it, you understood. Whether I vote or not, we will see. But I did it. I wanted to test the system. I like to do that. In 1 minute, the answer came, yes, you fixed up, you can come and vote where you must go. I just wanted to test it, you see. So it was very good. I was impressed, you know. But now we don't know whose names will come on the ballot, and so Jacob Zuma, we're going to make him Sulman, inshallah, Yaqub Juma. So whether his name will be there or not, the Concord, the Constitutional Court, will decide today. I wonder when they'll give their verdict, because these are millions and millions of ballots you have to understand, publish and print and what have you and so forth. And they say that Zuma is getting a lot of funding from Russia. From Russia with love, Jacob Zuma, I like you, you understand how crooked you are, and you are a chess player. You know how to put the ANC into a real spin. That's why I like you. I don't like your corruption. Okay, the Defense Department rejects, you know, that lady Nakakula. She's in big Makulu problem, she is. So she was the Speaker of the House and so, corruption charges like you can't believe and so forth. So they said, we're not going to pay your legal fees, you must pay yourself. This is not some Father Christmas country and so forth. So ANC, big, big problems. Okay. Before we go to Q&A, listen now, all you esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba and the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah and the Radio Ansar listeners, inshallah. Today, my brother Dawood Monley, 063-403-2743 will be there in East Pingo Beach, there by my sister's place. He'll start there. You all don't have to come to my sister's place, and you must contact Mundi directly. You have to contact my sister, and he will be there with the Markaz Sahaba van and driver, and it's free of charge. They'll come tune up and set up all your decoders, and it's 5 minute job, you'll understood. So you don't have to pay Dawood Monley anything. You want to give him some nice fruit or whatever, that's your business, you see. If you want to give him anything, it's up to you, but you don't have to pay, it's free of charge. Then those of you remember in Cape Town, so Zahir Esop, my student, is there. He sent me a message and said, anybody in Cape Town, so contact Zahir there, 082-786-5441. That's for Cape Town. 082-786-5441. So that's what good there. Then remember Fahmi Mal. Fahmi Mal is from Actonville, yeah, Benoni. Tomorrow, Tuesday, he will be there in Heidelberg and there in Balfour. Tomorrow, Tuesday, and he will be in Nigel, the triangle. First Heidelberg, then Balfour, and then Nigel, and then come back to Benoni. So to contact Fahmi Mal, he charges 100 rand per decoder, you see. So just to set it up and so forth. So I told him, if there are 2-3 decoders, you must give discount. So he agreed. How much? He didn't tell me. 084-200-1867. So that is for Fahmi Mal. And then the others, you must remember, our Junaid Motai is here. So he looks much better today, inshallah. So you contact him. Junaid Motai gave the thumbs up. 084 304-0795. The other number where you should get him is, to get Junaid Mota sometimes is difficult, 067-639-0726. 067-639-0726. So that is for your decoder. And last night, our mourners, Ahid Khan, he also tried something. You don't need any monitor, you don't need any computer, nothing, TV or whatever. He just showed something. Me, I don't understand these things. He just said, go there to the reset button and that, and I sent it out. So those of you, try it. I see some people tried it and it worked. So mashallah, we're trying every way to get the message to the public. Inshallah Al-Aziz. Jimoha Salim Kareem, we got 17 minutes, 18 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. I was told that voting in your country is farz-e-kifaya. Explain why you said it's not important and explain why they say farz-e-kifaya.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you listen to my words carefully, you see sometimes you'll put words in my mouth. Then you're doing selective amnesia. That's what you call it. I told you both sides. You must remember they are senior ulama. Take India. They'll understand majority non-Muslims and the Muslims are a minority. Take South Africa. You're facing a similar situation. So if you read Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah's Tafsir, Ma'ariful Quran, if you read his Jawahirul Fiqh and all that, so you must remember, they said you should vote, and if you don't vote, it's not a sin also. And remember, you can't say it's farz-e-kifaya, and we reject that, you must remember that. Farz-e-kifaya means like janaza salat. Some people must do it, otherwise the entire community is sinful. That we reject. We say that if you want to vote, you vote. If you don't want to vote, you don't vote. You know me, I'll tell you straight if I voted or not. I told you now, before the question. I haven't seen one question which Mohammed Salim is going to ask me. We don't do that. We don't censor any question. Whatever you got, Muslim, non-Muslim, you fire it up, we got no problem. And you don't have to apologize. So the second issue is, some ulama say totally haram and so forth, not permissible. Majlisul Ulama, South Africa, some other ulama, they have that opinion. They say, no, this is just waste of time and so forth and so on. We must sort ourselves out and so on. So both sides, our seniors, both sides, our teachers and so forth and so on. So those of you who want to vote, you vote. Those of you who don't want to vote, don't vote. Those of you vote, don't think it's farz, it's compulsory. There's no compulsory business in that. The government didn't say it's compulsory. Islam doesn't say it's compulsory. So if you vote, fine. You don't vote, it's fine. All is acceptable. Al-Babu Wasi'un is a flexible issue.
Okay, Saab, can we make qurbani on interest? Nobody wants to give me a loan to perform my qurbani. So if I pay a white man interest monthly, he's willing to accept. Is my qurbani halal?
No, it's not halal. What you mean nobody is prepared to give you? So remember, qurbani is going here. I saw the Malaysia papers and that every week something comes out here. They're selling qurbani for India and all the 280 rand, 300 rand. I'll give you 300 rand. So you must remember that. Where are you? Now, you don't have 100 people come here. So you must tell me, hey, give me also 300 rand and all these kind of things here. So for you who phone now, so Mohammed Salim, you must just send a question or just tell Junaid Mota to know that guy's number. So I'll tell you where you must go and pick up 300 rand and then your qurbani is done. What you want to get involved in interest and haram? وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ. Don't make intention of haram things. When you spend in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allah Jalla Wala's law is, as expounded, explained by the Master, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَخْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Allah is very, very pure, and Allah only accepts that which is pure. You can't be using interest money and all that. That is a war you are waging against Almighty Allah and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, Verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So if you don't abstain, refrain from riba, sud, interest, usury, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah and Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Mufti Sahab, this is a burning question. My mother-in-law puts jadu on me. Does she not realize that her son will be affected too? Why can't mother-in-laws have peace with their daughter-in-laws?
First and foremost, we need to just analyze this question a bit further. You see, to make accusations is very easy. Now, yeah, we don't know who it is, right? The daughter-in-law said that the mother-in-law is making jadu, sihar, and magic and witchcraft and so forth and so on her. If I ask you Islamically, what evidence do you have? Do you have any concrete evidence? Or is it waham? Or is it suspicion? Or is it doubt on your part? If it is that, then Quran Kareem states is a major sin that, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann, that you must abstain from all the suspicion and doubt and so forth. Inna ba'da dhanni ithmi, not permissible, haram that. If you have evidence, concrete evidence, you must discuss it with your husband and tell him he and you must be on the same page, and then you speak to your mother-in-law and so forth, what she wants to do, why she wants to break your marriage, why she wants to destroy the family, you, your husband, your children, her grandchildren, and so forth. And remember, people who dabble in witchcraft, they accuse Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, he's dabbling in witchcraft and so forth and so on. Go see what the Quran Kareem state teaches us, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 101, 102, the whole story is there. Then Allah didn't say, Wama sahara Sulaiman, that he didn't make jadu and sihar and witchcraft. Allah said, Wama kafara Sulaiman, he didn't commit kufr. Go study the story of Harut Marut and the two angels in Babylon, Bibabila in Iraq. Innama nahnu fitnatun fala takfur. Don't dabble in this witchcraft, it's kufr. Therefore, Imam Malik says people who do witchcraft and jadu and sihar, they're out of the fold of Islam. Majority scholars say they're Muslim, but they must be killed. Imam Abu Hanifa's fatwa verdict is this, that darbun be safe. You give them the death penalty, remember that, and capital punishment will be applicable once it's proven or that person confesses to his crime. So it's not a sagira, a minor sin, not a kabira, a major sin, is akbarul kabair, one of the most heinous crimes. If it is true, then mother-in-law, you will lose your iman if you're not careful. So fear Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Every one of us, we have detractors, people are jealous, people are envious. So we, today they speak of firewall and all that of the computers. Me, I don't understand all. But what firewall do we have? So you must read the four kuls, Qul Ya Kafirun, and the last three surahs. Read Ayatul Kursi, read Surah Baqarah, and all that you should read, Surah Fatiha. Allah Jalla Wala will protect us with his benevolence, grace and mercy.
Mufti Sahib, when people are buried in a graveyard, they are eaten up till nothing remains of them. Then why do people across the world go visit or pray at graveyards when there's nobody there? Who are they visiting?
The previous question about the jadu, witchcraft, you daughter-in-law and whoever else is, you know, you think or you are affected, then give out charity daily as well. You never read Surah Yasin, brother, sister, who posed that question. So in the time of Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the non-Muslims came. And what they said, they went to the graveyard, they picked up the bones, the body that was disintegrated, decomposed and so forth, and they said, May yuhyil idhama wa yaramim, that who will give life to these bones while they are decomposed and so forth? You telling us about them, but look at these bones and so forth. Qul yuhyiha alladhi ansha'aha awwala marra. Say you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Jalla wala will resurrect it and give it life, how Allah created it the first time. Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 and verses number 78-79. So go read it in the ending of Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin comprises 83 verses. This is verses 78-79. So why do we go to the graveyard? I was there not this Friday, 10 days ago in Heidelberg Friday. I went to my parents' grave, my brother's grave, other graves. Why we go? Because remember that you must go. Allah fazuruha fa innaha tudhakkirul akhirah. One is benefit for the deceased. It will forgive them our reciting our dua. It will elevate their rank and status. And then second one, that is beneficial for us. People who are millionaires, billionaires, but they left this world with just that shroud and coffin. So tomorrow we also will leave this world. We won't take nothing. No shop, no money, no nothing. Gold, silver, nothing. We came without anything. We go back without anything. So that is the lesson. You, my brother, you are sleeping with your wife and or your baby, and they woke up, they perspiring and so forth. You ask them what happened. They say, terrible nightmare. So you didn't see it, but the signs are there. So you must remember that our not seeing it does not mean it's not happening. So things happen there in the grave also, which we call it grave, but that realm, that world is called barzakh. وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. So Almighty Allah speaks of it. Once a person dies and leaves this world, he enters a new realm, a new world, and the laws of this world don't apply to that. And remember that Almighty Allah has called it Barzakh, and that is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 23 and verse number 100. So everything you will find in the Noble Quran, go read Surah 23 and verse number 100.
Mufti Sahib, it is haram for me to marry my sister-in-law. So why does she have to make parda from me, but my mother-in-law doesn't have to?
Remember, your sister-in-law means that your wife's sister. So whilst you are married to Fatima. So Fatima has a sister, Aisha. So remember, you can't get married to two sisters at one time. But if this wife Fatima passes away, then for you to marry Aisha is permissible. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beloved daughter Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, married to Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anha. Then she passed away in the second year of the Hijrah. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Ya Usman radiallahu anha, why don't you marry my other daughter Sayyidina Umm Kulsum?" So it means that she is not haram for you perpetually. She is haram for you as long as you are married to her sister. Surah 4, verse 23. وَأَنْ تَجْبَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ إِلَّا مَا قَسَلَفْ. To combine two sisters at one time, biological sisters at one time in your nikah is haram. But for you to go and speak and flirt and all that joke with your wife's sister, all that haram. Parda is compulsory because you can marry her after you divorce your wife or after she passes away, Allah forbid. So remember that I said Allah forbid for divorce. So you can marry her, the possibility is there. Your mother-in-law is, you are a mahram for her. Mahram means that you are a person who can never ever marry her. Your wife dies, she's still your mahram. You divorce your wife, she's still, you are a mahram to her forever. So you can travel with her, you can bury her, all this, provided there's no fitna and there's no trial and turbulence and so forth. So we should be clear, there's a big difference between the two, brother.
Mufti Sahib, you say stunning of an animal is totally haram, but hunting is permissible. Is hunting not stunning the animal before slaughtering it? You're confusing me.
Yeah, lucky you're confused, brother. Lucky your fuses aren't blown. You must remember that. So one in Islam is zabah. Zabah ikhtiyari. Zabah ikhtiyari means you have the animal in your control. I was a young boy born in Heidelberg, and my mother used to go there at the back, you understood, in the stoop, veranda, at the back stoop we call, veranda is normally in front. So anyway, that my father, me, my brothers would just see. So that time already, I speak of more than 60 years ago now. So I used to see that she say Bismillah Allah, but not before that. She would give water and all that, and she would slaughter the chicken and what have you. You must remember that. So no stunning. Quran Kareem teaches us Qurbani is coming. So what Allah Ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala subjugated these animals for you, and you must remember Almighty Allah and glorify His name. He gave you priority number one. He blessed you with Iman, Islam, and Hidayat. The radiance, effulgence is there in your heart, so all that. Then what must you do? Now you got the camel, you got the cow, you got the bull, you got the ox, you got the goat, the sheep. So these are the animals that are ikhtiyari, within your control. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So you must do glad tidings, give glad tidings to those who fulfill their duty with beauty. They don't torture the animal, they don't stun the animal. All that absolutely haram in Islam, stunning and what have you. Hadith Mustafa رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah has prescribed, ordained, you do goodness to every creation of Allah. فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. So what must you do? That you must do good to the animal. The capitalists came, the Democrats came, the secularists came. Their only aim in life is to make maximum amount of money in minimum time. They said, come on, get all these goats and sheep and animal and all of them and stun the whole lot. That chicken will never see sunlight. And so go read the history of it. I went to how many abattoirs? They put the chicken there, that rainbow, and all of them, 300,000 days to slaughter. Today, whether it's more or less, Allah alone knows. I'm asking you, that is permissible, all that. So then they put the gunshot, like you understand, for the cattle, for the cow, and it's permissible, all that. Absolutely haram. That is zaba ikhtiyari. The animals you have in your control. Zaba istirari, you have a buck running. You have, you understand, an animal that's halal, that's a wild animal. And that is called now that you shoot that animal. You shoot your arrow in that direction, sharp arrow. Kul ma khazaka. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you read Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and then that arrow of yours, it struck that animal that's halal, that buck for example, then it penetrated that animal, the blood gushed out, oozed out, it's halal for you. So what you think of today's guns and all that? They are much more forceful, and their velocity of that bullet and so is much more than an arrow. So therefore, it's 100% halal. Your qiyas, your analogy is totally wrong. Either you confuse or your fuses are blown. For you students and ulama, go read Munyatul Sayyadin. Munyatul Sayyadin is the best kitab regarding this hunting and so forth. And go read the fatwa of Dalum Zakaria and so forth, and you will see I discussed this issue many a time. Hazrat Mufti Saab and myself, we say it's permissible also. So, but obviously ihtiyat is different, precaution is different. If you take a gun, you read Bismillah, hunting gun, and you shot a wild animal, so what will we say? And you said Bismillah and it died, we say it's halal. So taqwa is in its own place, precaution, but our fatwa is permissible, this type of things. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Saab, I pay my zakat way in advance, 3 to 4 years at a time. I have it in my safe at home where I distribute it from. If I have to die before the next 3 years, who does that money go to? My inheritors or zakatable people? Because you said all zakat stops when you die.
So you must remember when you took out that money and you put it one side for your zakat. So it's out already. So that must be given in zakat. So you pass away now, but you made intention for 14, 45, 46, 47, 48, whatever it is. So we will say, although zakat is not compulsory upon you post-death, but all the mix-up you did in your previous life, from the time you became baligh and you became sahib and nisab, that zakat became compulsory upon you. You didn't pay properly in most instances. So that what you're paying in advance will compensate for that. It will not go to the heirs. Okay, quickly, today Dawood Monli will be there. It's Pingo Beach, inshallah. I'm just giving his number, Dawood Monli's number, inshallah. I told them they must be there by 9 o'clock by my sister's place, 063-403-2743. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khairan, Maulana Salim, and inshallah Junaid Mota will send us the podcast. We'll send it out. Jazakallahu khair, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.